This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOD reduces environmental responsibilities. The Department of Defense, DOD, recently announced that they will reduce their environmental cleanup responsibilities at their facilities worldwide. DOD will retain only responsibility for environmental activities directly necessary to, quote, sustain the national defense mission, end quote. This new environmental directive replaces a directive issued during the Clinton administration that required DOD to ensure that environmental factors are integrated into decision-making. These factors include protecting, preserving, and restoring the environment and reducing risk to human health and the environment from DOD activities. This directive included pollution prevention and minimizing adverse environmental impacts. The directive required DOD to comply with applicable federal statutes and regulations, executive orders, international agreements, and U.S. policies for environment, safety, and occupational health, among other things. However, the new directive states only that DOD must abide by requirements that conform to applicable law or DOD policy. Activists are concerned that this language will compromise human health and the environment at DOD installations, as it allows DOD to be responsible only to itself for environmental oversight. Jeff Roush, Executive Director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, said, quote, DOD is transforming itself into an entity concerned only about its own logistics and facility management, and the public be damned. Under this new policy, who will protect America's waters, air, and soil from DOD, end quote. The new directive cuts DOD's environmental responsibilities based on economic factors. The directive states that DOD will, quote, evaluate all activities and make prudent investments in initiatives that support mission accomplishment, enhance readiness, reduce future funding needs, and prevent pollution, end quote. DOD maintains four installations in New Mexico, including Kirtland, Cannon, and Holloman Air Force Bases, as well as National Guard units. DOD also maintains several contracts with the University of New Mexico and the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology, as well as Los Alamos and Sandia National Laboratories. Activists are concerned that the directive will allow DOD to abandon decades of contamination at White Sands Missile Range, Fort Wingate, and the Energetic Materials Research and Testing Center in Socorro. Amy Williams of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety said, quote, New Mexico is a highly militarized state, and inevitably, when DOD decides to reduce its accountability to human health and the environment, the people of New Mexico are negatively affected, end quote. Activists are also concerned that this directive will set a precedent for the DOE facilities statewide, which includes Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. They cite the draft request for proposals for LANL's management contract, which was released recently. The request requires that a separate contractor be selected to perform cleanup activities at LANL. Activists believe that this allows the University of California, LANL's managing contractor, to avoid responsibility for 60 years of waste and contamination at LANL. Williams said, quote, DOE has already relieved UC of its responsibility for 60 years of environmental degradation at LANL. Given DOD's recent directive, we are concerned that DOE may follow suit, abandoning dangerous contamination in the interests of national security, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863. Or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.